And so it is. Dear teachers and Chambra, and we gather together on this day in this very loving energy, this very sweet energy, indeed, different from our little family chat last month. It has been a wonderful month for I, Tobias, in seeing the changes and transformations that have come about for so many of you who asked us to bring this message to you, this message of embracing life. For we are ready to go on to a whole new level with you. And it was one thing that needed to be discussed. You asked us to discuss the value of life before we opened a new door, which we are here to do today. Indeed, the energy is sweet, and we do dance in the aisles when your music is playing. We do help to work with you in shifting and changing, and changing over from a vibrational energy to an expansional energy. Not easy work at all, but when you come into this place, when you gather together as Chambra all over the world, you give us permission to help facilitate a process, to help serve you in moving into this thing called the new energy. Today we indeed are going to go through an opening with you, with your permission. Today we have wonderful special guest that is not just I, Tobias, we're Chambra. We do have a guest. If you would notice, Chambra, that there was much clearing work that needed to be done even prior to this meeting. Clearing work that was done by you through the winds that came and cleared this area. Not only cleared this area of the mountain, but the energies here transferred, given to all of those who are listening online now, the winds were for all of you to help to make a shift. The winds were for all who will read this later. Many of you reading this at a later date can hear the winds right now, even as you are listening to this. For there was a clearing that had to take place. Old beliefs and old concepts that were stuck, so stuck that you didn't even notice it. Even today, as we sit gathered here, there are some of you who still have a tormented energy, a part of yourself that you have despised, hated even, put into the darkness and battled with for so very long. Something about yourself that you have felt guilty about or ashamed of. Something that you have felt makes you less than God also. Something that you despise, that you consider an ugly part of yourself. Something that was hidden so deeply that it is yet another layer now to come open. And we ask you to bring that part, every part of yourself, into the open today, for there is much light here, and love and support. If you could allow yourself to open and share that part of yourself with yourself, no longer hate it, but embrace it. You know, to those who we are speaking of now, you know of what we speak. There is no judgment on our part. We love you dearly. These were things that you gave yourself as experiences. There is nothing to be ashamed of in the eyes of God, and you are God also. These were things that you experiences you gave yourself, and perhaps the outcome wasn't what you thought it would be. Perhaps you felt you got stuck in something that you would call a vice or an addiction. Perhaps it was something that you felt was beyond yourself, out of control, a demon within yourself. This is the day of healing all of those demons. And you can let those out now for us to see and for yourself to see the value of what you gave of yourself. Any darkness, any thing that you despised about yourself, you can open up now, for the time and the energy is different. You can look at these things about yourself that you have carried like old trash, with such a sense of guilt. You can let those out today and look at them and see the gift that is truly contained, even in the most despicable things. There was a gift for yourself. It's time to stop battling these parts of who you are. You know, so many times we hear you talking to yourself. You say you wished you were stronger. You say you wished you had more will and determination to overcome these things. It is not about having strength. It is not about willing them out of your life. In a sense that when you try to overpower these things you don't like about yourself, it only gives them more energy. It is about understanding why you gave yourself this thing. Why it manifested, came into creation in a certain way. Why it didn't serve you anymore, and why you can release it. No more trying to force things, Chambra, out of yourself. It's about releasing. Releasing means with love and with the greatest of compassion. Spirit, Jehovah, looks at you now and loves every part of you. Even those parts that you're shameful of. Even those parts that you feel have caused you to fall out of grace with Spirit and with yourself. Spirit loves every part. Every part. Unconditionally. And in this energy that we share together today, we ask you to open yourself. To let the healing take place. And healing is only about having wisdom. It is not about eradicating something. It is not about battling it or overcoming it or strong-arming it out of your life. It is about finally coming to the place of compassion where you can look at even the most difficult and challenging thing about yourself. Finding truth and wisdom in it. Not blaming yourself for taking a wrong turn or not having strength. For having compassion. Total compassion. So, during this show today, we will be working with you to help you see the wisdom in what you've chosen for yourself, even in the choices that you thought were wrong. We ask you to take a deep breath and open all of yourself up to the love and the compassion of Spirit, all of us in the Crimson Council and the Order of Tabaiwa, and more than anything, open yourself up to yourself. Help to transmute, help to transform these areas of great darkness into areas of the greatest light that can possibly shine. It can be done, Chambra. So here you are on Earth in this year of 2004. Why are you here? You ask so often. What is this lifetime about? What is this specific time about? What comes next? Why do you feel so often like you are waiting for something to happen? You are here quite simply to experience life. Can you allow it to be that simple? You are here to experience life, anything you want. You can experience what it is like to be in pain, what it is like to hold on to these things of darkness within yourself. You can experience the joy of each day, the joy of watching other people in their own creations. You can experience what it is like to have great love and compassion for others. You can experience what it is like to receive love and compassion from them. You are here on earth right now to experience, to feel, to learn, to know what it is like to live, to live. It's that simple. You don't have to make it complex. You're here simply to experience. Why do you go on a roller coaster ride? Why do you pay good money to be frightened? To experience it, to say that you've done it, to feel what it is like with the anxiety of going up and up and up, knowing that there's going to be a deep and dramatic drop, only to be raised up again. It is an experience. You're also here on earth right now, literally, for the first lifetime ever, to enjoy. To enjoy. Now, as odd as this may seem, this whole concept of truly enjoying life is relatively new. You've always been, in a sense, in a school here. You have been learning. You have been giving yourself many challenges. Some of you, many tests. You have been trying to rack up as much experience as possible. In more recent lifetimes, you have been trying to overcome earthly karma. And for all the lifetimes that you have ever spent here on earth, what you've been doing is going back and reliving experiences that happened long before you came to earth, long before you ever took on physical body. Things that happened when you were in the angelic dimensions, trying to find a way back home, trying to understand who you were and who others were. So many things happened, what you would call the battles. But there are also many wonderful things. We have said to our groups before that this movie series of yours, Star Wars, and even many of the sci-fi are about things that happened so very long ago that are projected onto your screens and reenacted. You didn't have physical bodies then. You didn't travel in metal ships. But the essence is the same. And so you came to Earth to relive those things, to relive what it was like to have bonds of love with other people, what it was like to have duels, feuds with others, what it was like to try to accumulate power. You came to Earth to relive these. It wasn't karma. It wasn't anything that Spirit forced you to do. You chose to do it to gain greater insight and understanding. So many of your lifetimes have been set up by you to walk back through old situations in a very slowed down manner in human form, where you had the ability to make conscious choices and then to understand the impact of your choices. But all that changes now in this lifetime, where you are at now, in this lifetime right now, you can actually enjoy life. The journey ends, and now you can truly enjoy. We have spoken about this before. You can sit down at the feast of life. You can enjoy everything from the foods to the relationships, taking a walk in the woods or along the beach. You can enjoy what it is like
just to live. Just to live.
You are here now to experience life and to enjoy life. You're also here by your own choice to be among the first walking into this thing we call the new energy. To help make the transition, not only for yourself, but to set the energy for all of the others who will follow after you. Yes, indeed, we know so many of you have been tired and weary from going through so much change, so much releasing of past lifetimes. Sometimes you are weary of this whole thing called life. But you have chosen to be here now, to be the first to bring new energy in, integrate it into your life, and then to share it with others. You could say that you are the advanced team, the scouts who are going ahead of the others, going outside of mass consciousness to help create all of the framework, the energetic framework for this thing called new energy. At the same time, while you are doing your work here on Earth, you are also on the new Earth, during your dream states, helping to create those energies as well. You could say that you are here in service right now, by your choice. No more karma. No more lessons. No more journey right now. You're here to experience whatever you choose, to enjoy life however you want, and also to help make this transition into new energy. And finally, the highest purpose and the highest order of why you are here is to be teachers. Is to be teachers. From what you have gone through, your experiences, and all the wisdom you have gained, you're here to help teach the others. Teaching goes far beyond what you could imagine. While you are sitting here right now, connecting with Shambra all over the world, you're teaching. You are grounding in an energy that will be made available for others who come this way. You could imagine that you're creating this globe, this massive, dynamic, living ball of energy, a library of everything that you are learning right now that will be available to others. See, teaching doesn't have to be with a spoken word. It doesn't have to be standing in front of a group. You are teaching right now. You are leaving wisdom for others who will come along the path. Right now at this moment, you are leaving it. You don't know for who or when it will take place. The very work that you are doing at the deep inner levels, what you would call the psychological levels of who you are making a difference on this earth, making the difference for the ones who will come after you, making a difference in the whole universe. Get out of your mind for a moment here and join with us in feeling how you are helping to change the earth, how you're helping to change the universe and the omniverse. Every time you have gone through a battle or a challenge within yourself and made a choice, come to a new level of understanding, you've just helped to change the world. Oddly enough, most humans don't go through things in their mind that you go through. Calder is chuckling here, calling I, Tobias, master of the obvious. What goes on in the minds and the hearts of most other humans is not like what you go through. They don't have the same questions. They don't have the same challenges they give themselves. They don't have the same dreams and desires as you do. Some of you have found this out the difficult way when you've gone to counselors who don't understand the nature of new energy spirituality. They try to handle you with old methods, and it becomes frustrating for both of you. They don't understand what is taking place inside the caterpillar in the cocoon, going through hell, going through transformation. They don't understand. Your teachers, above all, on this side of the veil, being given the title, owning the title of teacher, is the grandest of all. There is no title, there is no name, there is no role that is grander. It is odd that on your earth, teachers are not given due credit to teachers who are in your schools, because on our side of the veil, it is the highest color, the highest order. You are teachers of life, teachers of spirit, teachers of the body and the mind and the soul, recording all of your information energetically, not necessarily in books, but energetically, and leaving it in the library for those who come after you. So the question for each of you now, each morning when you get up, is how will I choose to teach today? You see, your teaching, whether you are aware of it or not, the others are watching you. The others challenge you at times, not just to give you a hard time, but they want to find out what you're made out of. They want to find the depth and the conviction in your soul. So they challenge you, perhaps ridicule you and scorn you, perhaps tease you about your odd and different beliefs. What they're really asking is, teacher, how much wisdom do you have? How well have you learned your experiences? What can you share with me? Teachers, Shambra, how will you teach tomorrow? How will you teach the next day? How will you share who you are and what you know? Will it be by example? Will it be by activity? Will it be by sharing through a book or a song? Will it be through counseling? Will it be just holding a space of divinity and letting your energy shine now, unrestricted, no holding back, being everything that you truly are? Each morning, ask yourself, how will I teach today? How will I share this gift of life? How will I share the simplicity and the wonders of life here on earth? How will I share the freedom that I have within my soul, knowing that Spirit loves me for everything I have ever done unconditionally? How will I share with others that there is no punishment here on earth? We're not banished here. We're not fallen angels. We are here to experience and enjoy and to help set an energy of the new and to help teach others. So we throw this out to all of you, Shambra. How will you teach each moment, each day? You don't need to be on a soapbox. You don't need to be pontificating. All of you have done that in the past. And look what you started. The churches. How will you teach through your example, through your light, through your energy, through your creativity, through your feelings? So, In our last gathering of Shambra, indeed we did. I, Tobias, did have a very direct talk with you. It was time to pose the question about life and death. It was time to have you look at the value of being here, bringing spirit to life on this place called Earth, and now bringing divinity in to join you, bringing divinity in to meld with your humanity. So many of you were not living, as we have said, waiting for something, we're not sure what, but not living. Not feeling that you were creators, not feeling that you had a choice in the matter. So we threw out a choice for you to live or die. We're happy to say nearly all of you chose life. A few did not. They were ready to come back to our side. Ready to be here, to work with us, to help you through this wonderful but sometimes very challenging process. We saw more shift in energy in that short period a month ago than we have seen in many, many a channel. It caused you to realize the value, why you are here. Before we go to this next level, it had to be addressed. And, not to say, working with all of your energies and those on our side, there's been much debate about when it was time for this opening. And today is the day, indeed. Indeed. Today was the day of doing much clearing, much opening, and now ready for a new level. I ask all of you to feel the energy. Don't guess. No guessing here. Get out of your mind. It's an old energy human game. We're not asking you to be psychics. We're asking you to be feelers. Energy feelers. Energy movers. To ask you to feel. Now, you can't resist, can you? Going into your head trying to guess. Take a deep breath and feel the energy of our very dear and special guest, the guest that will be accompanying us for a while here. Take a deep breath and smell the essence of this dear one. Feel how her energies are so appropriate to the group. Yes, indeed, she comes in very strong. She works with so many of you. And indeed, we know her. We call her by the energy of Miriam. Miriam, yes, indeed. Miriam, as you might know it, Miriam of Magdala. Mary of Magdalene. We know her by the energy of Miriam. Dear one who comes from the lineage of Abraham, who is also known as Deborah, who led one of the 12 tribes of Israel, a great, great leader of man and woman. Miriam, who embraces the Kuan Yin energy also and helps bring it to life. Miriam, who is a teacher, disciple, an apostle, who walked with Yeshua, first as Yeshua's student, and learned so much, but then fell into her own power and her own right to stand side by side with Yeshua. For there had to be a feminine balance, you know. Particularly back then, Yeshua could not hold all of the energies for himself. So Miriam joined him. Oh, the others. John, Paul, Ringo, and George. Oh, wrong. Would be Peter and all the others. They were jealous of her, of the attention that Yeshua gave to Miriam. But they also understood the whole reason for her presence, the whole balance. Much has been misinterpreted in the writings of the scriptures. While they wanted to be closer to Yeshua, they did truly understand the reason for the feminine balance. Much has been distorted, as you know, in the revisions of the scriptures that had to place this one who understood, how to say, the magical arts. Miriam, who knew how to deal with energies of the invisible. So they had to present her as the darkness, as the witch, as the whore. It is even written that Yeshua had to drive 7 demons out of her. And dear friends, this is the furthest thing from the truth. Yeshua worked with her and she with Yeshua in helping to meld the energies of the 7 chakras together, to open these as we do with you, the 7 seals, to release the old beliefs and energies behind them. Perhaps you could call these demons, they were just old belief systems that were trapped in the 7 chakras. Miriam and Yeshua worked together to open these together. No demons, simply an opening, and then a melding and unification of the 7 chakras into one. And when the integration was completed, and there was one chakra of expanding energies, when there was one chakra, then she could truly begin doing the work that she had come in to do. Miriam, who brings in the Kuan Yin energy also, will be joining us on our upcoming trip back to my homeland, which I am very excited about. Many tales to tell. We have many places we're going to take, Kaudra and Linda. And I'm going to eat some of my fine meals, and Kaudra worries a bit about the indigestion, but I got it back then, and I'll get it again if I need to. Such a joy. So Miriam will be joining us on this trip, as many others will. But Miriam comes in now. We'll also refer to, we are speaking with Calder here, we will refer to us her throughout this shout also as Mary Magdalene, so some of you who are more familiar with that energy will understand. The church had to pose her as the bad one. But it is funny, they could not somehow change the actual story of Miriam meeting Yeshua after the crucifixion, after the death of the physical body, and speaking to him, sharing with him. Much has been misunderstood about this whole incident. We're here to clear some of that up today. But we are here to bring in this wonderful teacher. So we ask all of you to breathe in and embrace the energies of Mary Magdalene. Miriam, yes, and so much going on in human consciousness right now with these movies of yours. Do you think that is any mistake at all? Oh, indeed, the movie of the greatest suffering back in front of you, back in the eyes of all people, the Passion of Christ, depicting the misery and the suffering. Basically, in the movie, asking people, not in words, but energetically, do you continue to choose suffering in your life? Yeshua was simply acting out for all of us. Do you choose to continue the suffering and the persecution, the finger pointing, the name calling? Or do you wish to release that now? There are some who will watch this movie who will get caught up in the drama, who will get caught up in the feeling they should continue suffering. There's others who will realize it is time to take Yeshua off the cross. It is time to end the suffering. It's time to stop the finger pointing It's time to have compassion for the journey. So the energies of Mariam come in today. When she met Yeshua after the crucifixion, she was the only one there, and they met for indeed they had a dear and sweet and loving relationship. They never married. She never bore his child. They had tremendous respect and love for each other, but at the time in that society, it was not, appropriate for them to have bonded together in marriage or with children. But the love was deep. The admiration was mutual. There needed to be a balance. The church has written this out because they wanted it to be simply a male energy, but Mariam was as important as Yeshua. In a sense, a teacher for him, even after he had learned from the priests in the temples and from the mystics, he learned so much from her. Something that we are going to talk about today, an opening that we are going to do today. Yeshua asked Mariam not to touch him after the death. Not because she was tainted or not worthy, but simply that his energy was so high at the time and their love was so strong that he feared if she touched him in his spirit form, that she would want to go back, that she would want to leave the physical body in an instant to be with him on this side of the veil. So he begged of her not to touch him. He begged of her to continue the teaching, to continue the writing, to continue holding the feminine energy. Yeshua told her in that meeting, in that gathering, that the feminine energy would be subject to abuse and attack for thousands of years to come. For humankind had become so ingrained in the masculine energy, and the feminine energy was allowing it to happen, allowing itself to get beaten down. So Yeshua asked Mariam to hold the energies, to share it with others, and to have them share it with others, and them share it with others. There would be holders of the energies of the feminine until the time was right for it to come back into an equal balance with the masculine. Some of you literally worked with Mariam, went to her, as you would call them, classes, gatherings, where she had you feel and hold the feminine energies. Some of you, a few of you here, have been such holders of the energies ever since, of these feminine energies, that you have never bore a child of your own ever since. There was no place within your energetic being for children because you were holding a feminine energy for all of the rest until the time was right. The time is right now to release that, to let that go. The time is right now. You don't any longer have to carry this on your own shoulders. For there are now tens of thousands of Shambhra to let it shine with you. There are millions across the world who are ready for their own spiritual awakening. So it is time to release this. The energy of Mariam comes in here to help ease this release today. So many of you have been conscious holders of this space, supporters of this energy ever since. It is no longer that you have to suffer with this. It's time to release this as well. So it is that Mary joins us on this day for a very interesting opening. She was a teacher. She was the master of the imagination. Of imagination. Helping even Yeshua to understand how to open the imagination, how to use it. So she comes in today to go through an opening with all of Shambra. If you give permission, it is up to you. This is not being forced on you, but it is time. That is why last month we had to talk about choosing life. For you weren't choosing life and you were opening up this dynamic gift of the imagination. Oh, it is not the imagination that you think it is. That is a very limited imagination that comes from the mind. This is spiritual or soul imagination. It's ready to be opened within you. We had to go through our little discussion last month about choosing life. For if you weren't sure if you were choosing life, you tried to open up the imagination, it could have some very interesting repercussions. It could backfire on you, cause you physical as well as mental pain, difficulties. So it was about asking you to make that choice so that we could move to this level. This is a different type of imagination. We convey much of the information to you here energetically. We will talk over several shrouds about this. We will explain it so your mind is satisfied. But we will also be going through the opening of this with you. The imagination does not reside in a specific place in your physical body. It is a matter of spirit and consciousness. It is about a natural and original gift that you have had, but for quite some time has been very limited or very shut down. It is not necessary for you to make a decision at this moment. It comes whenever you are ready, but it is about giving yourself permission to open the gift of new energy imagination. And then those who come in flowing in with Miriam, with Mary, those who are the runners, those who are in the Crimson Circle, will flow in to help you gently, gently begin to open this. It will open like a flower, like a lotus, over a period of time, gradually and gently, it will open. When Miriam talked to Yeshua at the resurrection, she did it through her imagination, you see. They questioned her afterwards and said, did you or did you not see Yeshua with your physical eyes? And she said, it was not with my eyes, for they were closed. The light was so bright. I saw Yeshua with my heart. She really said, was I saw Yeshua in my imagination. And they said to her, when the apostles gathered, they said to her, did you hear the teacher with your ears? And she said, my ears were ringing. They were vibrating, and the noise was so high and so beautiful that I could not hear his words through my ears, but I heard his words in my imagination. And they said, did you touch the teacher? And she said, no, he asked me not to. He asked me to imagine myself with him, loving him, sharing with him, as in the days when he was in physical body, but he asked me not to touch him. And some of the disciples said, then indeed you did not see the teacher appear to you. And she said, indeed I did. For the imagination is greater, is more potent, and it contains more reality than what my eyes and what my ears and what my senses will ever feel. And from then on, they believed her. Because she shared with them her energy, her truth, and her love at that moment, and they understood. She became the teacher of imagination, the teacher of the unseen realms. She's been working with many of you in this lifetime, helping you to go into the unseen, helping you to use your imagination. But now we come to a different point, a different level here to truly open up. When Caudra contacts I, Tobias, and when we speak to you like this, it is not through his mind. The mind is occupied right now with simply translating our energies, very occupied. It's not necessarily what you would call through the heart. It is through a thing called the imagination. He uses the imagination. We work with him in the imagination to make this connection. Through the imagination, we can convey so much. Caldera has to open up, has to trust himself enough to let this energy flow through. We've discussed with him, with some of you, about terminology. We know there are some inherent, preconceptions about the imagination. You don't trust it, do you? You've learned not to trust it. We hear you say, oh, it's just your imagination. But we choose to continue calling it imagination. It is different. It is new. It is the image of come into reality. If that strikes a chord, it is written in the scriptures that you were created in the image of God. Imagine that. Imagine you, God, also imagining this place called Earth and then manifesting it. Imagining a thing called the human body and manifesting it. All of this has come as a result of imagination. Imaging. So now that you are divine humans, grounded divine humans, we can open the imagination to new levels and realms. Look at it this way. Imagine an actor, which could be male or female. Caldra asked us to explain. An actor who has many scripts to choose from. She reads all the different scripts, and while she's reading them, she has feelings. She's imagining what it would be like acting these out on stage. She has dozens and dozens of scripts and is trying to find the one that she chooses to act out. She finally makes the selection. And she goes up onto the stage. And she begins acting. She begins playing out one of the scripts, one of the potentials. But even while she's up there acting, she's only acting out the essence and not the details, you see. She is ad-libbing while she is going. She has remembered the essence of the play, of the script. But she is also allowing all the energies to flow. She is allowing the imaginative energies and the creative energies to have a life of their own. Otherwise, the play, her acting, would be very stiff, very limited, and would have no joy in it. So she is simply taking the essence of a script and allowing it to flow on stage. Your imagination is like this. From this moment forward, you have many, many potentials to choose from in your life. Many scripts to choose from. You have written every one of the scripts yourself. Indeed, you have had help on our side, but they are your creations. It is up to you then to choose which one you want to act out, that you want to bring to life in your physical reality. So you imagine all the potentials. Imagination is like a dream state. There are feelings, colors, reactions, consequences, directions, more potentials within each potential. You have all these potentials to choose from. They reside in the imagination. What would you like to imagine for yourself? Which script do you want to bring into your life? Perhaps you feel guilty bringing in the script that gives you riches, that gives you fame and fortune. Perhaps you don't think you're worthy, so you choose another one. But is your imagination here at work? And then you bring it in and manifest it. You act it out. The imagination is this whole creative area that has been shut down in the human condition. Shut down within so many of you, taught to think logical, taught that the imagination was for dreamers, not for doers. Quite the opposite. That is why my Riem comes in today to energetically help share with you the great potential of the imagination. The imagination lies somewhere between the heart and the mind. Somewhere between the heart and the mind is this creative area. This area where you can explore potentials, daydream the potentials, and then bring them into your life. So many of you have been daydreamers ever since you came to Earth in this lifetime. You've been scolded, punished for it even. Daydreaming is one of the parts of the imagination. Dreaming is one of the parts of the imagination. Dreaming does not include all of the potential of it. One of the aspects of imagination. The imagination is real, is very, very real. Sometimes you go off in the imaginative realms, in the etheric realms. You act out there, but you don't bring it back to Earth. What happens now is we work with you in opening those conduits, opening those energy flow highways, to help you now realize that you can bring things into this reality. You can imagine them and then bring them to life. You see, you're choosers of life now. So you can bring things to life, and you bring them in by simply breathing them. The imagination, dear friends, is not mind control here. It is the antithesis of mind control. The mind needs to get out of the way for the imagination to go to work. The imagination is not visualization. Visualization, as you know it, is a function of the mind. So many of you have taken courses in mind control and visualization. They were good at the time, but it is time to move beyond that. The visualization, dear friends, this is when you were told if you wanted something in your life, visualize it. Visualize the big red sports car in your driveway. That was a function of the mind. Once in a great, great, great while, it worked. Most of the time, it caused you frustrations, caused you to wonder what was wrong with you. The visualization, in a sense, helped you at the time, but the reason we are not suggesting it is that it is limited. Why limit yourself to a red sports car in the driveway when you can have life, when you can have abundance and love and all of these other things? Why limit yourself? The imagination is not mind control. If you find yourself in your mind, take a deep breath and get out. We're opening a whole new center somewhere between the heart and the mind. We're not speaking geographically, we're talking consciously. It is about creation, that it is about bringing in potentials. It is nothing that has to be pushed. You don't have to struggle with this. You allow yourself to soar, to open up, to have freedom. Explore the potential right now. Let's take a little journey together for you to feel what it is like. Let's take a journey, just a simple one. Miriam, Yeshua, I, Tobias, and you walking along the beach. Strolling, us in our robes, you in your funny bathing suit. Strolling along a beach, feeling the water, the air, the relaxation, feeling the love we've all had for each other, the laughs and the joy that we've had. You see, this is your imagination. As you start trusting yourself, the colors will become brighter and more intense. Colors perhaps you've never seen with your physical eyes before. You start to perceive other things that won't be so transparent. Begin to have depth. It is the imagination, but it is real. As Miriam taught the disciples, more real than the human reality. Your society teaches you to discard, to discredit the imagination. It's time to give it back its rightful place. As you open and allow the center to open, it will become more defined, more detail, more understanding. You begin to hear the words that Yeshua tells you. You'll be able to feel the touch of Miriam's hand on your back, which has been hurting. Feel the relief. Is it real, Chambra? Is it real that we could be doing this together? If you allow it to be. Let's use your imagination here for a moment. Place yourself right now in the now moment where your body can rebalance itself, rejuvenate itself, and release those toxins that it doesn't need. Release the struggling going on in some of the tissue. Release that thing called the aging process. Imagine that. Where the aging process slows down, where you can bring back youth and vitality. Imagine feeling healthy every moment. Imagine your body talking to you, telling you what kind of foods it wants. One day, perhaps, telling you it wants low carb. Next day, telling you it wants high fat. Next day, telling you it wants nothing but cookies. Imagine talking to your body, listening to it, having such a relationship with it that you can bring it back into such balance and health, vitality. You see, this place called imagination doesn't, you don't have to push it, you don't have to struggle, it simply is. Now this imagination of the healthy body, healthy in every balanced way. Let's take that now from the outer etheric realms and breathe it into this reality right here, right now. Ground it. Accept it. Own it. And live it. It's that simple. No hocus pocus here. No sorcery. Imagine, breathe, and live, you see. You don't have to go through all of the details with your body. It knows what to do. It was the essence that you imagined and breathed in. A potential. You see, there are potentials residing right next door to it. Of a broken down body. Potentials of a diseased or a crippled body. Potentials of nobody. But we had you focus on the potential. Imagine the potential of the healthy, balanced body. Choose it, breathe it in, and give it life. You don't have to go through the details. You don't have to be a doctor, a scientist, or a PhD to know what happens as you breathe in this energy. It knows what to do. That's simply your mind wanting to take control once again. Your heart knows what to do. Your soul knows what to do. Now, we talk about this simple, simple thing called the imagination. But it is so, so real. And you can start playing with it. Start using it in your life. You're the script writer. What do you choose? How do you choose to live? What do you choose to imagine? Again, you don't have to worry about the details. You choose abundance. Imagine living abundantly. Living abundantly. Choose both. Living and abundance. You don't have to imagine the details. You don't have to imagine how much money is in the bank account. Simply feel. Feel for a moment as we speak here with you. Feel what it is like to have abundance in your life. Feels pretty good. A little guilt there, perhaps. Oh, too much abundance. Not enough other people have it. Don't worry about them right now. We'll get into that later. Give yourself the abundance. You'll need it to do the teaching work. Give yourself that gift of abundance. Imagine a life where you don't have to worry about paying the bills ever again. Yes. Imagine a life where the food you need and the tools you need are there for you. Imagine that. You are the imaginers. You are the creators. Now, if you choose now, breathe that reality into your life and ground it. Breathe it in. Give it life. Give abundance life in your life. Don't worry about the details. Everything will come to you. There is so much more to this, dear friends, than meets the ears or the eyes on this day. It's about a new way of living. It's about creative imagination. It is about embracing life and then choosing how you want to live. You see, you are expanding your energies now. You're allowing yourself to feel again, opening up. This thing called imagination is one of the new tools. It is very new. For those of you, some of you here listening, are saying, oh, I've done this before. New program here. We give it the name of imagination, but it is new and different. We will be going through this over several shouts with you. But right now, just the basics. As you open up on this level of imagination, some of you will doubt at first. You'll say, oh, that's just my imagination. Say, that is my imagination. And it does become real. It does become real. You are the creator. Imagine the essence and then breathe it into your life. As you allow this opening of the imagination energies within your human reality here, some of you might feel a bit out of touch or off balance more than normally so. Some of you may feel a bit woozy at times, for you indeed are changing your energetic dynamics. When that happens, take a deep breath, ground yourself. Don't shut down, though. It's not about shutting down. It's about grounding. You can open up and expand your energy and ground at the same time. Most of you will immediately run into the problem of your mind trying to take control. Your mind trying to spell out the details. Tell your mind to take a vacation for a while. It is simply trying to protect you, trying to help you, trying to make sure you don't make any bad judgments for yourself. But tell it now. It's relieved of its duties. It should be focusing on other things, the logic and the storage of information. It should be serving you, not directing or running you. Tell your mind to back out of the way. You're going to play with this thing called imagination. You're going to learn how to bring it into manifest in your life. You're going to learn how to use it. You're going to learn how to grow with it. Your mind doesn't need to control. When you breathe in the imagination, whatever it is you choose to imagine, so very powerful. But you have to give it its own life. There will be tendency for you to want to control it and tell it exactly what to do and how to grow. We're going to be observers for a while. Observers of how it comes into your life and takes on a life of its own, in a sense. Like the actor going onto the stage with the essence of the script. But then free-flowing, ad-libbing, going in the moment. Even changing and altering at times. Breathe in the imagination, whatever you choose to imagine, and then give it its own life. Let it take its own direction. Observe, watch what happens. Watch what happens all around you and within you. If you decide at any point this wasn't the appropriate thing, or you're tired of this imagination that you brought in, simply let it go. Take it out of reality. You created it. You can eliminate it. But don't try to control it as it goes to play in your life. Don't use this with other people, Chambra. This is for yourself now. We will work with you later in helping you to understand how it affects others. Don't try to change the weather. You see, but imagine yourself adapting or adopting to the weather. The weather is there for a reason, and it serves others as well, not just you. If you don't like the weather where you are, imagine yourself somewhere else in a weather you would be more comfortable with, you see. Imagination is not about trying to change others. It is for you right now. Don't force it. Don't struggle with it. If you find yourself doing that, walk away for a while. Come back to it later. Place no limitations upon it right now and have no expectations of the outcome. No limitations and no expectations. You're going to watch for a while to see how you can do something through your imagination and bring it into your life. Yes, indeed, my Miriam will be helping you, working with you. She's the master and the teacher of creative imagination. She knows how it works. She knows how it transcends even the reality that you're in. This imagination also will allow you to start soaring into new dimensions. Yes, indeed. It works both ways. You bring things into your life, but you also now can start going into the other dimensions. When you do, never leave your grounding. Never leave your body behind. Don't try to astral project. You're not a missile. It is about being in the now moment, fully grounded in the human body, but expanding out your energies and opening up into the other realms. Join us for a moment here. With the imaginative energies. Yes, you are doing it right, by the way. with the imaginative energies. Let us go into the next, what you would call dimension over, but we don't like that name. Let us go into the fourth for a moment here. Some of you are well beyond this right now anyway, but let us go into the fourth. The one that is closest to your earth energy. It's an interesting, what you would call dimension, or we call it an energy zone. It is the one where disincarnate energies tend to hang out, the earthbound souls who have left the physical body but have not come back fully to our side, they hang out here in this dimension. This is where so many of you go, how to say, in your daydreams, as a getaway place. This is an energy that is very familiar to earth energies, but yet without the physical form. This is an energy where we meet you quite often. It is very difficult for us, in most cases, to come in extremely close. So we meet you in the fourth. We're going to write a song about that. Meet you at the fourth. And just feel here for a moment. Allow your imagination its freedom here, please. Allow your imagination its freedom. Let it soar for a while. We're standing beside you here. There's nothing to fear. Let it soar here for a moment. It's a wonderful energy. Yes, indeed, once in a while you do encounter some rather demonic energies here, but they can do nothing to you at all. They never could, you know. But imagine. Yes. Can you trust yourself enough to simply imagine? From here, you can go out into many of the other dimensions. And again, please don't regard them in a numeric or linear order. You'll get stuck interdimensionally traveling if you do it. The dimensions cross through each other, over each other. There's no hierarchy. There are simply energetic differences in them. Very unusual differences between. With the imagination, you can soar out here. Now, why would you want to do that, Chambra? One is to help release this thing called the veil. As you start traveling both ways, interdimensionally outward and inward, it helps release the veil. It helps you, how to say, hone your imagination. It is easier sometimes to come out here to these other dimensions with your imagination to play a bit. It is also out here that you will encounter some of those who you work with on a regular basis. And out here, it will be easier to get out of your mind, you see, and open up, give freedom, give wings to your imagination. So it is appropriate to play out here. We suggest right now when you are going outside of areas that you have journeyed and ventured before that you call in the energies of Myriam to accompany you. It's also about then bringing back into your life, what you choose, you see. You're God also. You are made in the image of God. You are a God that can imagine and manifest and bring into matter. So, dear friends, let us take a moment, if you so choose and give permission, to open this new energy area called the imagination, a potent tool that we could not have addressed until we got through this issue of choosing life. We're going to go to some new places together, have a new way of living on Earth. Metatron pops in right now and asks, are you ready to go to these new places with us? Are you ready, Chambra, to go beyond your wildest dreams? So, we'll be coming to talk to all of you in your imagination. Indeed, don't discredit us or yourself by saying that was just my imagination. We are going to come in. We are going to talk to you. This is how Caldra talks to us in the imagination. We're going to talk to you. If your mind gets in the way, take a deep breath. Relieve it of its own old duties of guarding the palace. That was old energy. You're in a safe space now. We're going to come in and talk to you. If you want, we're going to journey together. Allow your imagination to soar. What's the difference between imagination and delusion? Not much. Not much at all. Those who you call delusional are highly imaginative. It is about bringing back into your life what is appropriate, what fits, what you choose, you see. So when you're out here in imaginative realms exploring, then take a deep breath and ask yourself, what suits you in your life right now? What suits you? What do you choose to bring back? How do you choose to live? How do you choose to embrace life? That is why we had to go through this a month ago. What type of balance do you want? What type of teacher are you going to be? And what are you going to teach today? That is the difference between imagination and delusion. How appropriate is it for you? Indeed, these ones that are split into so many parts and pieces are simply great imaginers. They're playing a wonderful game with themselves. The ones who create fantasy stories about their own life which don't match the given reality, the ones you call delusional, indeed, they're just imagining. But they're imagining from an imbalanced perspective. They can't stand their regular life. So they're going off into the imaginative realms and they live there. But what they have done is denied who they truly are. They have swept too much stuff under the carpet, hid too much things from themselves. That's why we said at the beginning of our gathering, open up every part of yourself and let the wind blow through. You see, let the sun shine in and the wind blow through, another song we would like to write. That is the difference between imagination and delusion. And it's time to trust yourself enough, you see. Time to trust everything about yourself. You put the imagination away because you were afraid of your own creative abilities. Greatest fear and the greatest gift is this thing called imagination. In past times, you have seen what can be done with it. But you have learned much since then. And it's time to open it up. It's time to open the imagination up from a new place, in a new energy, in a safe energy, and an energy that embraces life. We love you so dearly, and we will be working with you every day in the imagination. Join us there, and you will not be alone. And so it is.